510 here at WTOP. Well, a Montgomery County father says that for decades, he tried to do everything in his power to save his son, but he underestimated the power of opioid addiction. WTOP's Jamie Forzato continues our series, Hooked on Heroin, Deadlier Than Ever.
Parents are clueless. The kids know so much more than the parents do. The parents are in denial and they don't want to think that this could happen to them.
Don Wood warns that any family can find themselves fighting addiction.
It was a spiral downward. It's just that he was so functional that we didn't know it.
His son and namesake, Donnie Wood III, had struggled with anxiety and depression in high school and eventually turned to prescription painkillers. Don and his wife helped their son through two rounds of short-term drug rehab. They let him move in with them. They kicked him out. They supported him financially into his early 30s. They gave him ultimatums, but nothing worked. One morning, their 32-year-old son didn't answer the phone, or text messages, or emails. A father's intuition started settling in.
And I started to panic.
He drove over to the sober living house where Donnie was staying.
I made sure that I knew. I made sure I knew the street name correctly and the house number. Because I really believed, I was going to be calling 911. I never suspected he would be dead.
When he entered his son's room, it appeared empty.
I said, thank God he's not here. And then I took one more step in, and then there he was, lying face down. And he had been dead 14 hours.
His body was stiff and cold. He had overdosed on tramadol, a synthetic opioid painkiller.
When I put my hand on him, I put my hand on his back, and I felt this tremendous sense of relief, just tremendous sense that he's at peace, we're all at peace. And that lasted for a brief second, but it happened, and I just felt it wasn't him. He's not there. He's somewhere else.
Of course, that moment was immediately followed by an overwhelming sense of grief that continues to this day. He says being a parent of a child with substance abuse disorder can be confusing and lonely.
You want to help because you're the parent. You want to help fix this. They're your child. You brought them into the world. You're responsible for them. I mean, and you've raised them since little babies, and so you want to fix this.
Looking back, he said they should have sought professional help earlier when Donnie was in middle and high school.
And it is just brutal for parents as you go through this because you know in the back of your mind that you're making life and death decisions that by doing something, by not doing something.
And Don Wood is not alone. In my next report, law enforcement officials are changing the way they approach drug education in schools. Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.
And you can hear her next story 1 hour from now.